This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The two-day conference of governors began at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. President Draupadi Murmu is presiding over the conference. This is the first conference of governors being presided over by President Draupadi Murmu. Governors of all states attending the conference. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several union ministers are attending the conference. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he attended the conference of governors this morning. The Prime Minister said this is an important forum in which they discussed how governors can foster development and serve society. The Vice Chairman and CEO of Niti Aayog and other senior officials from the PMO and Cabinet Secretariat in the Home Affairs Ministry will also participate. The agenda of the conference includes the implementation of three criminal laws, reforms in higher education, and accreditation of universities, and the development of focus areas development like tribal areas, aspirational districts and blocks and border areas, role of governors in campaigns like My Bharat, Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat, and Ek Vriksh Ma Ke Naam and natural farming, enhancing public connect and role of governors in better coordination between various central agencies in the state is also part of the agenda. Governors will deliberate these agenda items in various breakaway groups. In the concluding session, these groups will make presentation before the President, Vice President, Prime Minister and other participants. In Kerala, search operation are on a war footing in the multiple landslides hit Wayanad. The massive disaster that struck on Tuesday had reportedly claimed nearly 300 lives so far. On the fourth day of the search operations led by the armed forces, four persons were rescued by the army from the Padavettu Kunum area. The survivors that included a woman and a girl were airlifted. The search is currently being conducted in the worst hit regions of Churalmala, Mundakai and Atamala and Chaliyar River coasts. There are more than 1,500 rescue workers in 40 teams. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the second day today to take the pilgrims stranded in Kedarnath Dham to safe places. More than 4,000 people have been rescued safely from Kedarnath till now. Our correspondent has reported that the rescue operation has been carried out more rapidly with the help of Chinook and Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Army. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is constantly monitoring the Uttarakhand disaster situation. The Prime Minister's office has been apprised of the situation after heavy rains and the landslides in the state. In Himachal Pradesh, the rescue operation is underway to find the people who went missing due to heavy rain and cloudburst incidents in various areas in Himachal Pradesh in the past few days. Joint teams of NDRF, SDRF, police, Home Guard and Fire Brigade are carrying out the rescue operations. Meanwhile, four people trapped in the tunnel of Malana Dam in Kulu district have been rescued safely. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste from 5th to 10th of August. Briefing media in Delhi this afternoon, Secretary East Joydeep Mojumdar said this would be the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji and Timor-Leste. He said that ever since Prime Minister Narendra Modi enunciated his Act East policy, the region of Southeast Asia and the Pacific has been very special focus for India. He said all these three countries fall within the Act East policy. During this visit, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Fiji President Ketanavire and Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka. President Murmu is scheduled to address the Fijian Parliament and interact with Indian diaspora there. India has been a strong development partner of Fiji. In Bangladesh, six coordinators of the quota reform protests have said they were forced to withdraw the programs while in the custody of the detective branch of Dhaka police. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Jharkhand, South Bihar, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, North Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh. In Paris Olympics, archers Ankita Bhagat and Dhiraj Boma Devara started the day on a positive note as they combined to beat Indonesia 5-1 to qualify for the quarterfinals of the mixed team event. In cricket, host Sri Lanka were 143 for 6 in 35 overs against India in the first one international of the three-match series in Colombo when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.